Mike Lindell, running for governor of Minnesota. Taking action. There he is, behind the scenes, working 24-7. What a dynamo. We need him as the governor of Minnesota. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. It's coming up next segment. And then Ivan Ranklin has gone to the house of the pipe bomb patsy. I mean, we know. And I'm so upset about the FBI. I want them to be good. I want Patelman to be good. And they're told by their underlings what's going on, so I'm not giving them cover. I'm just saying this is... I've got all the sources. We have all the inside baseball. We know what's going on. And yesterday when I came in, we got a really smart crew, and Thomas is one of the smartest. And he said, I bet it's going to be some autistic brain damaged person who doesn't know how to talk, basically. Yeah. Yep. Autistic, can't really even talk, according to family and neighbors. Black dude. With no criminal record, but he was doing DoorDash in D.C. then, so they've got his cell data in the area. He's the guy. Looks nothing like the person with the pipe bomb, walks nothing like it, but what are you going to do? He's extremely autistic. I even said sometime on the show yesterday, I said, I bet it's a, autistic or brain damaged person. And then you've got the corporate media, of course, saying it was a white dude, but it's lies within lies. First, a white bomber. And CNN reporting all that. And then it's lies within lies. I mean, what are the chances we are like, I bet it's an autistic or brain damaged person? Of course. Like, who firebombed the Reichstag on February 27th, 1933, so Hitler could become a dictator? And it was later, came out in the Nuremberg trials. Marinus van der Lubbe was mentally retarded. And they just said he set the fire. And he's mentally retarded, so he couldn't defend himself, so they executed him. Newsflash. When your patsy is mentally retarded, you've got a setup. They learned with Lee Harvey Oswald on the news saying, I'm a patsy, I've been set up, this is a setup. So they had to, get rid of him with Jack Ruby. Sirhan was under his psychiatrist control. The woman in the polka dot dress and on a bunch of Halcyon-type amnesic drugs. That's all been declassified. He didn't shoot RFK's dad. It's the same story over and over and over again. So now, after all these years, and we have the intel, and it's coming out, magically, in just a few weeks, they produce the person that's the suspect that they said did it. And it's a black guy that was doing DoorDash. Who can barely talk. As predicted. Give me a break. Because if you expose it was Capitol Police, it brings the whole thing down. And our intel was 5 years ago it was Capitol Police. Meanwhile, as I mentioned earlier, they showed the videos and all the communications in the strike on the first drug boat. Now they struck a 24th boat today. And they said Hegseth was in there ordering a second strike on that. Hegseth wasn't even involved in any of it. Didn't say kill them all. It was all a lie. But now the media goes, still the Senate's upset by the video. Admiral says there was no kill them order at all in boat attack, but video alarms lawmakers. U.S. airstrike survivors clung to boat wreckage for an hour before second deadly attack video shows. Pete Hegseth defiant as new boat strike kills four. House Democrat announces articles of impeachment against Hegseth for killing them all. And it's all complete horse crap.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats in the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I used to be such a sweet, sweet thing till they got a hold of me. I opened doors for little old ladies. I help the blind to see. I got no friends cause they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm getting real shot down.
Courage, and they're underdogs and standing for what's right because they make the world go around. I love mavericks. I love explorers. I love trailblazers. And, you know, the military will tell you, history shows it, moral courage is more rare than physical courage. And so not only is Mike Mindell an incredible American success story and a patriot and an entrepreneur and a trailblazer exposing election fraud and everything else, he has been through living hell. I don't have many, let's just say, people that have been in the position I've been in to be my peer. And I don't say that, you know, like, oh, I'm a great, I'm a wonderful person. But you got Trump up there, you know, the most battle scarred. But then in amongst all the other shot up individuals who didn't bow, got stronger under it because you backed them. This is all about you, folks. We can be as strong as we want and have hearts like lions. If you don't back us, we can't do it. We'll never give up. We'll never sell out. We'll never back down. We could give out. Mike Lindell, the ultimate story of perseverance, just like myself, judges, Democrat judges, finding him guilty and now having show trials. They're queuing him up just like me. But as long as you back him, he will continue on. People say, well, this goes on forever. That's the whole point of fight between good versus evil. But instead of him just being vindicated by all the election fraud being proven and everything coming out, he's going on the offense. And I saw this yesterday morning when I woke up, so exciting, or it's 2 days ago, announcing a run for the governor of Minnesota to recapture it from the left and Tampon Tim and the communist and the Islamicist and the Ilhan Omars. And folks, the media will make jokes, ha ha ha. No, this is deadly serious. And if Trump gets involved in the DOJ with the lawyers and the poll watchers, and you've got Lindell and his army understanding it, we are going to liberate that beautiful state that I love so much. I've been up to Minnesota 15, 20 times because the old GCN Radio Network that hired me 29 years ago and first syndicated my show shut down a few years ago because of those lawsuits against it. Oh, they sued them too. Finally shut it down. Good old Ted Anderson right there in Minneapolis. I've been up there hunting so much, deer, pheasant, fishing, walleye, northern, big northern. I mean, up in Ely, I love it. Duluth. What a badass state. What badass, good soldier people. And the representation of them is Mike Lindell. And I am pouring on the love here because he deserves it. What a warrior running for governor. We've got it. You have. I want to come because I don't get into, you know, going around fancy pantsing. But I'll come up to Minnesota and I want to go, you know, out with you, you know, hunting some ducks or something once you're the governor. Because this is tell us what's happening, why you're doing it, Mike Lindell.
Well, what you're seeing there yesterday, though, Alex, was just that we had to register a time. We're making an official announcement next Thursday on December 11th. And I told everyone I was 99% in 99.9. But we won't be announcing then. And, you know, for running for governor.
Oh, sorry, I didn't want to jump the gun. Okay.
No. That's fine. That's fine.
You're officially drafted. You have no choice.
Everyone, I'll tell you what, when the media leaked this out yesterday or the day before, it went all the way to the Daily Mail. It went worldwide, and the public's reaction was just 99.99% positive. You know, Alex, I think even the bots were happy with me running. I mean it was amazing. All the comments and there wasn't anything negative. That was really encouraging for me. And you know, I was born and raised in Minnesota, lived there all my life, and I've just watched, you know, it's such a blessing that Waltz ran for vice president so the whole country could see how crazy and nonsensical in these decisions, the stuff he's done. It's absolutely horrific. And then you see what's going on, you know, with this. It's up to $2 billion, I think, now, this fraud in Minnesota. All this money that was taken during the China virus and even before and probably after, that they... With that going on, I mean, Waltz obviously had to know about it. I think it might even go all the way to the Attorney General, Keith Ellison, by the way, who has a full-blown attack on my recovery network. We can talk about that, too.
And by the way, we now know Ilhan Omar launched the fraud to claim they were going to feed kids during COVID. She was behind that. She's now coming out. Right. She did that over $1 billion, also stealing all the money for medical stuff. I mean, this is a criminal enterprise.
Yeah, it really is. And, you know, think of all that money. Everyone's going, well, they stole all that money from the taxpayers and everyone. How about the people that it was earmarked for? None of these people got help that really needed the help. And you know, I'll tell you, Alex, when I went to a year and a half ago, when I went to the Democrat convention, when I snuck in there, but the real reason of being there was me and Mayor Giuliani. We went in the inner city of Chicago, and we were questioning all the inner city blacks and Hispanics, a lot of them that were the ones that were voting for Donald Trump and traditionally had voted Democrat. And they said, and a lot of them didn't even like Donald Trump. Well, every one of their reasons was the same. All the illegals were getting all their resources, including help for addiction, their health centers, their hotel, everything was filled up. And that was the same thing that's happened in Minneapolis, but yet they didn't even get the, not only did they get the Somalian community got all these resources, in which, by the way, Kristi Noem said 2 days ago that 50% of them now are illegal, have overstayed their visas. That was her saying that 2 days ago. So this is
huge. Let's remember, her dad was the warlord, crime lord over Somalia, and their family goes back to the slave dynasty when she fled here 25 years ago or whatever. So she's a ruling class. She's an organized crime master.
Yeah. And, you know, and she keeps making these comments. You know, one time her and I were going to be in, we were going on CBS Sunday morning. They put us in a room together in the green room and left us by ourselves. And we start arguing. And here came the host. She goes, "You two are not going on together." I mean, that would have, I'm telling you, it would have made for good TV. I'll tell you, it was what she stands for. She hates our country, hates our state. It's really, and then here at
the and let's speak to that, because here's the deal. I've got hundreds of videos. I don't even, everybody's seen it. America's garbage. White people are evil. You know, all this crap. So many of the Somalis, I'm not saying they're all bad, run their mouths. America sucks. You know, the mayoral candidate said white people commit most of the crime and are a scourge. Not even true. And so Trump says, in general, Ilhan Omar and her people, meaning her party, her crime syndicate that have been caught buying votes and running it all, are garbage.
Right, right.
They are garbage. Yeah. And they come from their worst country in the world, not even a country, a failed state, and lecture us. He's not saying all Somalis are garbage. He's saying she and the Somali leadership, who literally clan control their people and make them go out and do all the stealing for them, are garbage. I 100% stand with that. We need to hear more of that. Mike Lindell, your take on it.
Exactly. They're the ones, they're the bad ones that led by Ilhan Omar. But there's other problems too. Even, you know, the ones that came legally and so on, that are here legally, like they just did I just seen a big story on St. Cloud, Minnesota. And they were interviewing the citizens of St. Cloud, going, you know, with these people that are here that aren't, you know, assimilating. He said, what's the biggest problem you see in St. Cloud? And he said, well, there's a car accident every day because they, you know, there's a language barriers. And then there's also, you know, not learning, maybe not learning how to drive. You realize that Governor Waltz gave everybody driver's licenses, just handed them out. It didn't matter if you were legal, not just here you go. Not only can you vote illegally, but you can drive illegally. And, you know, I mean, there's the problems go far and wide. And then our schools in Minnesota where they've, you don't have, you have, there's, they have it where you can't remove students that are problems. And,
Look at Tampon Tim. He got that pass where anybody can get a driver's license who's not even a naturalized citizen or whatever. And then you can vote with that. And I saw the hearing a few days ago where they admitted, they said, yeah, illegals can vote with this.
Yeah. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. There's so many, you know, when I said years ago, a couple years ago or three, it was right before the China riots in March of 2020. And I said, God had been taken out of our schools. A nation had turned its back on God. And we need to pray for grace during this time. Well, I'll tell you what, in Minnesota, we've, you know, they pulled God out of our schools. They pulled God out of our teen challenges, our treatment centers. You know, Alex, I used to be an addict and a crack cocaine addict. I mean, when I came out of that, I worked with all the treatment centers that were faith-based, Jesus Christ-based, your teen challenge, your Salvation Armies. And then the state comes in and puts these regulations in there that you can't talk about God. And or you're not going to get funding. But yet they will do stuff that our governor, where right now the Sharia law they're trying to get in Minneapolis too, they're ringing the call to prayer on top of all the buildings every day.
Oh yeah, this is a formula, folks. You cannot hype this up enough. I mean, look, I'll give you articles from Germany, Minnesota, Texas. They all, it's the same thing. Court eases sentence for Afghan who showed restraint after only stabbing teacher 6 times in the neck. Okay. A Minnesota immigrant rapist who walked free on sweetheart plea deals strikes again, rapes third victim after dodging jail for kidnapping and raping a woman he met online. Guess what? Somali. Okay, and they literally say, oh, it's our culture. I have newscast in Somalia and Pakistan where they say like 90% of the kids get raped because it's just our culture. I mean, this goes on and on and on and on. So I want to play a clip of Trump going scorched earth, telling it like it is. Yeah, when you come from a culture where raping children is normal, that's a garbage culture. We're allowed to say it. You should reform to us. You don't want to be in that. No, that's garbage. Here it is.
And they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason. Their country stinks, and we don't want them in our country. I could say that about other countries, too. I can say it about other countries, too. We don't want them to hell. We have to rebuild our country. You know, our country's at a tipping point. We could go bad. We're at a tipping point. I don't know if people mind me saying that, but I'm saying it. We could go one way or the other, and we're going to go the wrong way if we keep taking in garbage into our country. Ilhan Omar is garbage. She's garbage. Her friends are garbage. These aren't people that work. These aren't people that say, let's go, come on, let's make this place great. These are people that do nothing but complain. They complain. And from where they came from, they got nothing. You know, they came from paradise, and they said, this isn't paradise. But when they come from hell, and they complain and do nothing but bitch, we don't want them in our country. Let them go back to where they came from and fix it. Thank you very much.
I mean, that's what we want, and that's the action we want. The reason I went on this rant is Mike's talking about all the things he'll do as governor and what needs to be fixed, and he mentions the Soros judges and DAs letting criminals out. I just gave some examples. But we have the answer. Indiana legislature, this is happening in Texas too, seeks to impeach rogue activist judges and prosecute prosecutors protecting criminals over citizens. That's what you would do as governor. So tell us, why are you running for governor? How do we get behind this? This is exciting. They're going to try to make a big joke out of it. The joke's going to be on them. I'm telling you, you're going to be the next governor. Not only do you have the support, not only do you know it's election fraud, mainly by the Somalis, the Democrats keeping in power, you're the expert with the teams to, and in trouble, get behind you to on the ground spotlight this. We're talking to the next governor of Minnesota, Mike Lindell. Why are you running?
Well, you know, I'm going to tell you the, you know, what I've gone through, and I've seen some of the comments when it came out that I had filed to run. A lot of the comments were, what does Mike know about being in politics, whatever? And the rest of them are going, well, he's created or made from the ground up with nothing, the American dream on steroids, going from a crack addict to God freeing me of all that, and then building these big businesses, MyPillow and Lindell TV. But MyPillow, I've had it both ways, where you build up, you silo things out in your company, and you running
you
a
adapt,
government like
you
a
overcome.
Business.
Everybody knows we need businessmen in government. That's what we need, not a bunch of dumbass lawyers.
That's right. In the last 4.5 years, MyPillow has been the most attacked company in history. There's no company even close that I believe. Even the government, Arctic Frost attacked it, these machine companies. I just got served papers again by Smartmatic this morning with a filing that they want a permanent injunction that I can't ever talk bad about the voting machines again. Well, being governor of Minnesota, you'll be able to, I know I can take each thing out. I know what I'm going to do with the inner city to help rebuild Minneapolis, but they burn things to the ground. It's empty right now. It's getting empty like Portland, where people aren't going to the stores. The buildings are empty down there. I got, I've been living in the, you know, I've lived in the streets before. I know what to do with the jobs.
You know how to revitalize things.
Yes, absolutely. And I know I can. I've lived in Minnesota all my life. I know the problems, and they're just common sense problems, you guys. Problem, solution. When government makes decisions that don't help any people, I don't care what party you're in of the people, there's a hidden agenda, and it's a very evil agenda. And so if you take apart, like when I, you know, inventing a pillow or whatever I would do, and any problem with my pillow company, you go, here's the problem, here's the solution, and what will it manifest to? And if you see things that work good, you duplicate them. If things are bad, you fix them, and you
it's the Marine Corps maxim, adapt and overcome. And then your survival under their massive attacks is really shows your street smarts as well.
Yeah, absolutely, guys. This is, you know, you might call it, okay, the ideas that I'm putting in. I've already have all these in place ready to put into power, but I'll just give an example of one. During the first administration with President Trump, my good friend Ben Carson, when he was working for HUD, they were launching this huge program that was going to take the addicts off the streets and the mentally, you know, anybody with mental issues, because everyone know they got thrown into the streets in the early 70s, pulled out of the instrumental institutions because of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and Geraldo. But they're in the streets now, and there's millions of them, and they were going to pull them out and put them on federal ground, sort them. It's an amazing program, and it got shut down right before the China virus. But I've got the blueprints of that to be able to do that. But that's just one thing. And then as far as I've got another great sales tax idea to get rid of the sales tax. I mean, there's so many things I have that are business ideas that will end up working because...
Yeah, for folks who don't know, Minnesota's full of great people and beautiful land, but I've worked for a company that was in Minnesota for 25 years. The harassment, the communism, the regulators,
The regulation and the red tape and the, you know, this was even, the regulation, we're as bad as California, Colorado, some of these places. I just watched... who was it the other night? They were talking about the regulations in California, where you had to go at six different auditors or whatever to come out, and he's putting in a garage door. Six different things just to
Bill
put
Maher's
in a garage
been trying
door.
To fix his roof for like yeah, 7
Bill
years.
Maher. Yeah, Bill Maher. Yeah, it was Bill Maher. That's where I seen it. He goes, what do you mean? He said he was arguing with this Democrat about regulations in California. And he goes, this is crazy. I was putting a garage door in. I shouldn't have to go through this much red tape. It's my garage. And, but I mean, in Minnesota, there's so many things, you know, I've had my business there now since 2004 with MyPillow, and we're still here, we're still strong, and to get through, get not only to build it there in spite of all the regulations and the government enforced there and the expenses you go through. And you know, I want to tell you this one. Here's an example. You know, when after the China virus, everyone was working from home. Well, they went after my pillow people that were working from home, my call center people. They went after them and told them they couldn't work from home. Now, I did end up beating that, but this is just one attack on why are we any different at my pillow that we couldn't, our operators.
Well, that's the point of communism. And Minnesota's run by communists. They use regulations against their enemies. They're all exempt from it. They do whatever they want. The Somalis can rob and steal, and then Tim Walz can, you know, send his hit teams around to kill people. And it just goes on and on. They're just above the law. His wife loves the smell of burning cities. Absolute trash. Now, I want to come back and talk about big picture election fraud, what you're really the expert on. Venezuela, yeah. You're totally vindicated. Smartmatic's executive indicted for all the activities. They've dropped the suits against everybody else but you, because they're so scared of Intel TV that's been successful and has been a game changer as well. So let's start getting into that, and then I want to shift gears, get into some other areas with you, and talk about what's happening. But overall, you've got the biggest independent election fraud investigation team in the country. I've been heard from the White House that indeed they have discovered the electronic voting machine fraud. They're getting ready to start bringing that out. What's the latest intel there, Mike Lindell?
Yeah, well, here today, like I say, Smartmatic just served me papers this morning. They're asking the judge that Mike Lindell never gets to talk about Smartmatic again. And, of course, we're appealing that and fighting it.
Literally trying to take your First Amendment in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I can never mention it.
Now, judge, let me tell you what this, not a jury. Judge, just like me. Right, a judge said I did this stuff I didn't do.
Right. This judge in Minneapolis... We put in for a summary judgment to get this frivolous case dropped. So did Smartmatic. This judge ruled, this is a couple months ago, that MyPillow, guilty by association, I'm just an employee. This is an employee-owned company. I'm one of many stockholders. They ruled that MyPillow was guilty of defamation and myself, that Mike Lindell was guilty of defamation. And then they're going to send it to the jury, who knows, a year or two from now, and the jury's going to decide how much I owe and if I did it maliciously. Well, of course, we're appealing this. If we don't appeal this, you guys, here's the ramifications of that. You would never be able to question a government private contractor again without getting sued for defamation. And if you're an employer, you'd have to worry about whatever your employees were saying out there with the First Amendment right of free speech.
Just like the Green Bay Packers, it's owned by the employees. I know the law. A judge just can't do that, but they do it. The same thing happened to me twice. The judges find me guilty. There's no evidence. Then they have a show trial to find out how guilty, to literally try to take an employee-owned company away, accusing all of them as being bad because you're one of the employees. This is so criminal.
It's criminal. It is criminal, you guys. And now right after this judge ruled this, everybody, it came out in the news. Smartmatic, the whistleblowers came out, and he said everything. This guy was in on it. He said everything Mike Lindell said is true. It's happening. It happened in the U.S. in the 2020, started in Venezuela. Then a week after that, you can't make this up, Smartmatic gets charged with criminal crimes all across our world, in Philippines, overseas, here. And now you would think, Alex, that I'd be able to go into court and say, hey, just like my cousin Vinny, with the new evidence, case dismissed. But no, it's not working like this. They're still attacking me and attacking my pillow. And even though it's in the news, Smartmatic, what did I defame? The mafia, a criminal crime family? Smartmatic, they're criminals. I mean, that's just the way it is. Everything I've said about them
is
right true.
Well, here's the deal. It came out in the Clinton Foundation documents 30 plus years ago. They said we're scared of new people, entrepreneurs, and independent media. That's why we're targeted. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason one way or another we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
What appears to be the pipe bomber, Patsy, from all the intel we have, coming up at the start of the next hour. And Ivan Raiklin, former Green Beret, Defense Intelligence Agency expert, is going to be there on the ground joining us. We have another expert on the globalists with some incredible documents dealing with their plan for AI, global dictatorship takeover in the fourth hour. So the arraignment of Brian Cole Jr., live coverage from the courthouse coming up. Now, I'm going to say something real simple but powerful here. Do your Christmas shopping at thealexjonesstore.com. We have the widest selection of Patriot apparel. What an adventure, you know, to wear all our classic 1776 and Trump gear and all of it, the ball caps, all of it, hundreds of designs, and the best supplements. And we have a huge sale going. Buy any supplement, get anyone other free. That means you can buy a $20 supplement, get a $40 one free. That's unprecedented, massive sale. It ends Sunday. Also, today's the last day for any purchase on the site. You get put in to win both of the awesome super trucks, the Jeep and the Ford Raptor, that are off-road, just incredible, 500 horsepower, you name it. The Jeep's insane, so is the Raptor. Because every 2 months, there's a one-week crossover time where when any purchase you get put in for the sweepstakes. Well, this is the last day to be put in for both of them and $10,000 cash on each vehicle. So be sure to take advantage of that. Our great sponsor, Bigley. I don't own the AlexJonesStore.com. Bigley does. And so even if they shut us down, which they're still battling to do, but we're fighting hard in court, we could win. A lot of big stuff's coming on. I'll leave it at that. Next week, going to stop. Not just the CIA and FBI running the attacks, but we got even more stuff. And the Justice Department investigated it. Ed Martin and Todd Blanche came and killed it. Well, guess what? There's more stuff going on. So I'm going to stop right there. But this is really evil stuff going on. But as long as you back us, we'll stay on air. Do your Christmas shopping with folks that back you 100% and get great products at the same time. The ultramethylene blue, the Irish CMOS, all of it's game-changing. The bovine colostrum, the AlexJonesStore.com. And the new creatine super concentrated nano gummies. Look at this gigantic container, folks. This is high quality. This is the latest product right now, thealexjonesstore.com. It's simple. Decide to do your shopping with people that fight for you, people that have a record of victory. And I'm going to say it right now. Let's just do this now. Mike Lindell, and then we'll get into all the other huge news, and he'll be able to do his governor and, you know, Venezuela and all this other stuff. But before we do that, let's just do this. He didn't even ask to do this, but I want to do this right now. Everybody, if you don't back fighters, and there's nobody in the media like Mike Lindell or Alex Jones, we both are at the tip of the spear, having the greatest effect, massively targeted more than anybody else other than Trump, in total lawsuits, attacks, you name it. And I mentioned before the break, I remember the Western Journalism Center about 15 years ago sued and got the Clinton records from their foundation, not the Global Foundation, the one in Little Rock, their presidential foundation. And they got the first days of their White House. They got it all. And they were obsessed then with shutting down newsletters and self-published books of the Clinton Chronicles. People, you know, they made films on VHS because of grassroots. And they said, if they ever entrepreneurially fire up the conservative base with businesses, it's more popular than us. It will build an ecosystem. The CIA was advising them, because people could then vote with their choices of who to buy with, and we would take over society peacefully through the free market. That's why they target Mike Lindell. That's why they target me, because we're smart enough to sell good products to you that employ Americans to then fund our operation, a symbiotic operation that goes against the globalists, move everything to China and India. What we're doing is pure Americana. And I know you know this. I'm not lecturing you. I'm just saying, when you don't buy from MyPillow.com/Alex, when you don't support what we're doing, you're literally funding your enemies. And it'd be one thing if the products were crap. I bought all my stuff from them the last 10 years. The slippers, the products, all of it. It's all super high quality at insanely low prices. I don't even know how he makes money. And we know he used to have a little bit of money. I've seen it in the news. He spent it all fighting the tyrants, the little bit of money he had saved. That's what I did too. And I don't care. I don't care about it. The fight's what matters. But Mike Lindell, let's do a plug right now. I know we were talking during the break when I said I'm about to do this. It wasn't even your idea. You were able to just call your people and say free shipping on top of all the sales for our listeners right now at MyPillow.com/Alex. There's a toll-free number as well. We'll put it on screen, 800-675-4614. Here's the bottom line, folks. You want to win wars? It takes money to win wars. I mean, communists rob banks and kidnap people for money. No, we just sell you great pillows and great supplements and great slippers, and then we go to total war for you and get SWAT teamed and attacked and sued. And we love it. We were in the fight. We're not bitching. We're like attack dogs ready to go. But when we come home at night all bit up, we just want you to stitch us up and give us a bowl of dog food, okay? I mean, it's simple. Feed your attack dogs. Feed us. We want to kill lies, not violently. We want to attack. It's what we're bred to do. Don't worry. We ain't bitching. We're just saying, if you ain't feeding your attack dogs, you are stupid. Go to MyPillow.com/Alex and check out the insane products. Tell us what's going on right now at MyPillow. Survivor and overcomer Mike Lindell.
Yeah. Yeah, we put all of our flagship products on sale, and with the promo code Alex, you guys, you're getting free shipping on your entire order. This time of year, all the shippers raise their already high prices. My employees and I want to thank all of you for all your support that we've been able to hang in there by the grace of God and still be standing in spite of all the attacks. And they so use promo code Alex, free shipping no matter what you get. We have over 250 products from the My Slippers, the My Towels, the Six Packs Towels, $39.98, 50% off the towels that actually dry you. Remember, when I take any product, I reverse engineer it. And what are the problems with it? And then you end up with the best product ever. We have our Giza Dream Sheets. By the way, the president's favorite product, he loves the Giza Dream Sheet. Those sheets are like no other, as low as $29.98. We have the My Slippers, as Alex mentioned. They're normally $149.98 on sale for $59.98. For the promo code Alex, we're making it $39.98 a pair. And then we have all our blankets came in as low as $25. And the one I want to tell you about, the My Cross that I wear, the My Cross is made in the USA, 50% off men's and women's. Get those. They make the best Christmas gifts ever. And the last one I want to mention, the 5-pack pillows. These are Bible pillows for Christmas. Our travel pillows, our kid pillows that you read Bible verses on them, and they have like Noah's Ark, baby Jesus. You get five of them for $29.98. That's less than $6 a Christmas gift. Free shipping on your entire. And then I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do right now. So you have a comfort for Christmas. When they open them up, you're going to get another 60-day money-back guarantee all the way to March 1st of 2026. And remember, 10-year warranty on all my pillow products. And so thanks, Alex, for your audience. And getting through. My employees, I'll tell you, to be able even to run for governor, I had to make sure that my pillow could get through this. And it's been a year and a half of them being attacked. Imagine a ship going at sea and you just keep getting blown full of holes every day. And you gotta repair this. Hey, let's fix this over here. We'll do this here.
They take American Express. They take your credit card processing. Yeah. They SWAT team you. But let me guess. Yeah. I haven't heard you talk about this. I'm just guessing. Because my crew's the same way. The more persecution you've gone through together, I bet your team's closer than ever.
Oh yeah, absolutely. My pillow, all my employees were like a family, and we've been getting through this. They know the attacks. The ones you're taking the call. If you guys call and take your orders, say one of my employees answers that call, and they love hearing from you too, because they love hearing to keep going, help. They're so encouraging. All of you are that call my employees, and it's made us so much closer. But Alex, I want to say one more thing about MyPillow. The government under Arctic Frost, they started attacking MyPillow in the spring of 2022. Remember, they took my cell phone, but what they did back then, they went and got rid of Walmart. This is their own government, got rid of Walmart. They got rid of American Express. They went to my vendors. And
let's be clear. They got your cell phone with a SWAT team raid. They did similar scenarios with me. Then they used it as a blueprint to attack your entire infrastructure. That's espionage.
Yeah, they went after. I got debanked four banks.
That's called a conspiracy against rights, Mike. I'm about to file a major suit on them for this.
Yeah, they took away a PayPal, my merchant server that I've been with for years, $5 million. They said we're going to hold $5 million of your money. It was a complete attack. And then the ones that they didn't go after, well, then all of those said, hey, we're calling in your credit, Mike, because it looks like you don't have a chance with all these attacks. So we have to pay cash for everything. No one's going to come to me and give me any credit or anything.
And by the way, I knew the numbers and I've seen it. You spent all your personal money to prop it up. Barely survived, but you launched the call, people bought the product, and you survived. And what's crazy is the more we beat them, our listeners hold us up, MyPillow and InfoWars, the more we beat them and survive, they get madder and madder and madder and madder and want it more. Because Smartmatic's been busted, indicted, it's all coming out, and they've dropped everything else but you and me. The point is, they don't move on. They just want, it's like bloodhounds have got a scent. Right. They just got our scent, and they are just coming.
Absolutely. I want to say that, I'm the only one that brought all the way to jury trial the first machine case in Colorado. It was the beginning of June when the last thing the jury heard from that horrible lawyer for them. The lawyer says, you know, this is what the last thing the jury heard. He says, you know, you all heard that Mike Lindell had a net worth of almost $100 million 4 years ago. And now you've heard testimony here. He's minus $10 million. But we're asking you, jury, for $60 million. And if that bankrupts Mike Lindell and MyPillow, so be it. Because we need to send a message to the country that you don't question our elections and put out disinformation. And I'm telling you that, I mean, it's disgusting. But I'm gonna get your audience a warning here. Dominion this summer, everybody, another voting machine company, it came out in the news. Dominion's bought out by this Republican, and they're going to call it Liberty Vote, and we're going to drop all the lawsuits against Rudy Giuliani, OAN, Mike Lindell, MyPillow. They lied to you, everybody. What they went to them, and they made deals with them, walk-away deals, where everybody just walk away. We've destroyed you, but you walk away, and you can never talk about the machines again. They came to me. I said, what? I'm not doing any deal with you. You said you're going to drop the case, then just go drop it. I said, and then they came, well, Mike, we'll do a walk-away, and you can never talk about the machines again. So I put in $40, $50 million fighting this and trying to save our country. And you think I'm going to walk away? I've said it before. I don't care how much money that it costs me. I don't know how far down I have to go. The machines, the voting machines need to go in this country like 132
other countries. And that's why I respect you. It's why you're my peer. I have nothing. And I'm richer than I've ever been spiritually. And I'm not going to spend your time hearing this, but they did it 3 years ago before the fake trials, and they did it after under a federal court-ordered mediation in Fort Worth 2 years ago. And they come in, and they say, we want you to stop doing the Second Amendment thing, and we'll drop it. And they leave, and I go, watch. Say we'll listen. They're going to come back and say, now we want you to work for us and be a liberal. And they come back, and they go, yeah, actually, we want you to go to conferences with us. We want you to work for us now and just abandon what you do, and we've got a bunch of money for you. And I'm like, do you understand, before all the lawsuits started, I was in D.C. I was told it was another meeting with the top Republican law firm, and they take me up in this big building, and it's top Democrats. It was an off-record meeting. It wasn't a criminal meeting, so I'm not going to break confidence. And they said, listen, we're about to sue you and destroy you, or you can take $50 million a year personally as your salary. We want you to head this fact-checking thing before that got big, and you'll be the reformed guy, and you're going to be the big star. And I said, I'm not doing it. They said, you're making a big mistake. And then all the lawsuits started. So, again, the fact is, I don't know if they've done this to you. I mean, have they offered to buy you off? It sounds like they did.
Yeah, no. Here's what they've done to me. The new name, Liberty Vote, they said, well, Mike, you can be a spokesman for us. Same machine, same thing. What? I said, so let me get this straight. And I told him, I said, I told him straight out, you could give me $100 million and I won't take that deal. We're gonna lose our country. Your machines, I don't care what brand they are. Just because you changed the name, you think it's okay that you've destroyed myself.
See, I didn't even know this, but it's a blueprint. Exactly. So you're not for sale. You have integrity. And people, you have to understand, people don't have integrity. They are integrity. I've tried to explain this. Mm-hmm. I can't sell out. I can't screw people over. And these folks just don't know how to deal with us. That's why they want to take you off the air.
That's right. No, 100%. This has all been about...
Because you're their nightmare. I'm their nightmare. Yeah. If other Americans catch on to being what we're supposed to be like, and we all act like this, it's over.
It's over. If we don't have our voice, you guys, the biggest difference now that we have now, the advantage we have now that we didn't have way back, two of the most important dates in history, Alex, I believe are January 7th and 8th of 2021. And was going, well, why is that, Mike? Well, that's the day 1.2 million Americans were deplatformed off Zuckerberg's Facebook, Jack Dorsey's crooked Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, anybody that spoke out about the election, the vaccine, or for that matter, spoke out against or out for Jesus Christ. They deplatformed everybody. Parler was wiped off the face of the earth. And our president lost 100 million followers on Twitter. But our voice went down I've said this before. When I was growing up, we watched black and white TVs. When we turned them off as kids and went down to a little tiny dot, and we turned it back on and came back to life, that dot was our voice. And our voice did not die those days. If it had, we were done forever. And Alex, I thank you. Your voice, my voice, other people out there, we never gave up, and our voice got bigger and bigger and bigger. So now when all this stuff comes to light of the machine crime and all this other stuff, everything that's going on, these things now get magnified where people don't get their fake news from the left, or they don't get their non-news from Fox and Newsmax and places like that, that will not even talk about our election platforms. You know, and which, by the way, is another good thing of running for governor in Minnesota. You have access right away to access to the voting machines to see if they're compliant. Well, I'll tell you what, if you find one machine in this United States of a voting machine compliant, you'd have gold.
Well, I got to tell you, and I'll just say this to rub it in my enemies' wounds. I never was into money, but I made a little extra. And I'm like, well, I'll get a little 127-acre thing, you know, in case things collapse. I never had time to even go there. And I had a little fishing shack that I got like 20 years ago, lost that, hadn't been there in a year, never had time. And they would take the stuff and like laugh and say, we're taking your stuff. Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. And the greatest thing is I am so much freer with the few things I had taken away. And it just means right. nothing, because liberty's everything. And to these ghouls, they just can't get it. They go, why don't you take the deal? Why don't you sell out? It's like, sell out to you? I mean, like, you know, it's like Trump said about the Somalis. It'd be one thing if you came from paradise and told us how to do it, but you're coming here and telling us we suck and we're garbage? No, your leaders are garbage. It's like, we're done.
Right. No, absolutely. And people, they don't realize, like, for myself, you know, I had my own plane and everything. It's all gone. It doesn't matter to me. This was all about, you know, I'm going to tell you, Alex, when these FBI guys surrounded me at that time in September of 2022 and took my phone in a Hardee's restaurant, they did it in the middle of the day. If they'd have done it at night, they didn't identify us. I would have bashed through it in a high-speed chase. We were in the parking lot for probably, there was four or five of them. And I started scolding them for everything they had done, taking citizens, bashing their doors in Colorado, ripping 14-year-olds down the stairs by their hair and putting them out in the yard in their underwear. This stuff all happened to everybody. And I'm scolding these guys. I go, where's your moral compass, you guys? And they looked at me. They go, Mike, we're just doing our job. I said, when you guys cross a line, the government weaponized against citizens, and scolding them. And then I witnessed to him about Jesus. I said, have you guys read my book? You guys need some help here. Well, then the one FBI guy goes, all my stops, I've been doing this 35 years. He goes, Mike, we have things to do. You know, I said, really? You have things to do. But you sit and followed me down to Iowa and back on a hunting trip. And then you could have just came to my office and said, hey, we want to see you, make a copy of your phone. I could have cared less. I mean, I'm not one that
to target all your business contacts. So let me hit this. Let's talk about a hero. You have the election head under Soros, publishes the codes to hack the computers. Then you have the lady that exposes it all, literally with cancer. And now people say, well, he should partner. It's state. He can. He could do witness protection program. The sleazebag governor of Colorado, Jared Polis, refused to allow an elderly woman, Tina Peters, who was unfairly convicted of what the Democrats do, cheating on elections, out of jail. She was convicted for trying to stop Democrats from stealing Colorado votes in the election. She was preserving election records, which she was obliged to do under federal law. She has now served more than a year in jail, solitary confinement, 8 years to go. On top of everything, she has cancer survivor. The lightweight governor who has allowed this state to go to hell, Trenda Agwe, anyone, should be ashamed of himself. They have to keep her shut down because she has the proof. This is insane. Yep. Can you speak about her?
Yep. Yes, absolutely. This is it's just horrible what's happened. And that judge, when she stood in that courtroom, once you see what we see and know what we know, everybody, just like Tina, she's a hero. She didn't back down to that judge. The judge basically said, you know what? You're a risk. So you're going to keep going out there and spewing false information about our elections. And she goes, I'm not even going to let you out for your appeal. And here's a gold star mom, never had a ticket in her life, not even a speeding ticket. You can't make this up. He puts her in prison for 9 years. She's a political prisoner.
She's a female Andy Griffith, the real deal, literally dying with serious pneumonia in prison, in solitary confinement, and they want to kill her. And like you said, just like with you and me, they go, we want you to shut up. The judge said, shut up and I'll let you out. She's like, no, I'm putting you in prison to shut you up. The State Department's number one rule is a government let you question elections? If they don't, it's a fraud. But now they violate their own rules and say you do not ask questions.
Absolutely. And our president, he's doing everything he can to get her out. What you just read, I think that was from 2 days ago. This administration has subpoenaed Colorado for all their election records and to get those. And I don't believe they've even gave one because they've deleted them all. They broke all the laws. Everybody, Dominion and Jenna Griswold, the crooked Secretary of State of Colorado, they deleted everything in the spring of 21, the whole 2020 election. They put a good name on it called the Trusted Build. Well, you have to hold those records by federal law for 22 months, by Colorado law, 28 months. They committed crimes against not just Colorado, our country and all humanity. That Jenna Griswold, the tip of the spear, this woman should be put in prison. I've said it before, melt down the voting machines, turn them into prison bars. There's your number one person that she'd be behind.
And what an
arrogant
sack of filth she is. In closing, our big problem is the DOJ. They've all committed these crimes. I mean, she published the data codes to hack the computers. I mean,
yeah.
What do you think's going on at the DOJ?
They to get her out, you mean?
No, I mean the DOJ not prosecuting these people.
Oh, I think they're going to get there, Alex. I really do. I think that they're, you know, building stuff up. There's so many people to prosecute. I firmly believe that they're going to be doing it, but there's just so much to do. It's like, where does it end? I've lived it for 4.5 years. Where does good end and evil be? Or where does evil end and good begin? You look over here and you go, that guy's bad. This guy's a criminal. This guy's a criminal. It's like living inside the biggest spy movie in history. I can't imagine the DOJ having their hands so full, because this is a whole nother thing.
It's a full-time job just for me to know all the admitted crimes they committed against me.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I just think they're understaffed. We need right now, during this time, you know, just start hiring more and more people there, because it is the crime. Look at what they got. And now they got to move over to Minnesota and that whole crime thing that's going on. I mean, this is all opening up. And I really believe, for me, I've always said, you know, that'll be taken care of. But for my number one thing is I want to get to paper ballots hand counted in this country to secure our midterm elections. And I'm going to tell everybody a hope. There is hope. Just in Texas alone, 5 counties, including a huge Dallas county, has voted to go to paper ballots hand counted in these upcoming primaries. So we're going to have a great example for the country.
And the Supreme Court just upheld Texas's redistricting.
Yes, they did. Amen. I have over 300,000 people on the ground in all 50 states through the Cause of America and the Election Crime Bureau, and they're all out there working hard, patriots from the ground
up. I know you got to go, and Ivan Regla's coming up for the courthouse with the pipe bomber, but it's a two-minute break. I just want you to come back briefly and explain. You have the biggest independent network exposing election fraud, totally vindicated the country. I know you've got that group. I want to give that website out because I forget it. But just do 5 more minutes with us. I'll be gone at 5 after. But real quick, people need to go to mypillow.com/Alex. Free shipping on top of it. That deal's just for you. Running for how long is that going to run, Mike?
We're going to run that all the way through Christmas.
Okay, beautiful. We're kind of
out
of this.
Official. Yep,
beautiful. Thank you.
I want y'all to get the best Christmas gifts ever. Free shipping on your entire order, everybody. This is our Alex Jones exclusive. There's Alex. Use that promo code Alex.
All right, Mike. Stay there. Back in 2 minutes. You're the best.
Quick, I just wanted to plug the Methylene Blue. I'm a new supplement buyer from Alex Jones Store, and I keep hearing people talking about the Methylene Blue, and I'm like, you know what? I don't know what the hype is all about, but I definitely want to try it. And what I noticed is I didn't get the sensations that a lot of the other people said that they got, you know, like the tingling fingers and like this, you know, euphoria. But I do have an ample amount of energy, and I'm disabled, so I'm a housewife, and whenever you're at home day in and day out, 7 days a week, it really tends to drag after some time. And there were things that I wasn't doing around the house that I should have. But now I'm getting things done like really quick. I have all this extra time on my hands now. And I really think it's the Methylene Blue that's been giving me the energy. And it's so funny because now, like, my silly husband's calling me a meth head, which is hilarious. But, so I'm going to stick on that. And I actually have some bovine coming in today, so I can't wait to try that out. I'm also going to give that to my dog because, you know, I need a lot of help, too. And I brought online that's really good for your dog if you give them, like, a small little amount of food. So I'm going to do that. But yeah, I just thought I would tell you guys about my experience with this so far. So,
well, Jen, thank you. That's amazing to hear. And we love to hear that, honestly. I mean, that's the reason why Alex has created the shop, so people can get, you know, get healthier and not be relying on big pharmaceutical companies, but instead take control of their health. So that's good to hear. You know, I fluctuated weight-wise too. And so finding something that works is really important, and not to get hooked on those like high caffeine, insane chemicals, energy drinks, which so much of us have relied on over the years. I literally was getting anxiety from one of them. And so I too am on the blue these days. So I guess your husband would call me meth head, but it's good to hear from you, Jen. I love it. I think it's great. And I love to hear from you as well.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones